Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and that was the chair I was sitting in, and this is Rambles, and I'm Anita. Thank you for listening. You see, I did my third episode for this month. I am feeling so proud, and only a few more weeks left in this year, and I'm not sure technically to say this decade, because some people say it doesn't start until 2021, some say, I'm not sure. But I will be doing an end-of-the-year episode in a few weeks. Yeah, but anyway, that's not what this is about. This is about asking about the end of a relationship. Like, I do believe there is an end before the end of a relationship. I've experienced that. And I also think of them, and this is callous to say, and I've talked to somebody about it, I think they're sort of like milk. Like, you have the milk in the refrigerator. You bought the milk. You're like, I don't want to, like, waste my money. But the milk is spoiled, and you really need to throw it away. Like, how is it helping anybody? Unless you're a masochist and you're wanting to think about it. But how is it really helping you keeping that milk in the fridge that's spoiled? That's, like, spoiled to the point where it may or may not have been there when Brittany and Justin were a couple in, like, 2001. There, and yeah, I'm pretty sure there may or may not be some listeners who have had that. Or that shirt that you don't fit in, that every woman has, and maybe guy, that you haven't fit in since the last NSYNC full length album. Yeah, how is that helping? Like, really, it's not making you feel good. It's not making the other person feel good. So, no, don't. And everybody said that whole quote, there's a reason, and some people are in your life for a reason, some are in there for a season, and some are in there for a lifetime. But the question is, do you know the difference? Because it's really easy to think that, and I've had relationships in it. Looking back, I'm like, I really should have ended this sooner. I've had jobs like that. Oh, my goodness. Like, I don't regret leaving. I regret not leaving sooner. I'm not happy. And I know there will be those people who say, happiness is an inside thing. I've heard that a million times. And you know what? Sometimes your outside needs to match your inside. And that does happen. Law of attraction. So, yeah. It really is not helping the other person or you. It actually hurts the other person more, because when you finally leave, they're like, oh, my God. But it's like there were signs. Sometimes in relationships, it's either you're arguing more or you just shut down. And nobody really wants to do it. And, yeah, I'm sort of kind of having that Gladys Knight, no one wants to be the, and the Pips, no one wants to be the first to say goodbye. I'm beginning to hear that in my head. But it's true. Nobody wants to be the first to do it. And the funny thing is, if you're not the first to do it and you're the one dumped, you're mad because you got dumped. But you didn't want to pull the cord. So that's why you're mad. But it's, again, it wasn't helping you. It wasn't helping the other person. And for all I know, there may be some poly. It's not helping other people. Not just the people if you're in a polyamorous relationship, but even your friends. Like, your friends are probably like, we're sick of hearing this. Why? Why? Yes, I'm quoting, I don't know if I sound like a Billy Goat or not. And I'm sort of like that weird cross between Nancy Kerrigan and Lamb Chop. Maybe I do sound like a Lamb Chop. Anyway, they're tired of it. You're tired of it. So just kill it. Do the compassionate thing. Kill the relationship. It's probably past this expiration date. And I'm not trying to be one of those typical millennials. And yes, I do own up to the fact that I'm a millennial. But not everything's worth holding on to. It sounds callous, but you don't walk around still walking that dog that died in, I don't know, 97. So why are you walking around with this? And let's face it, that pet was more loyal and loved you more than the person you're with. And another thing, leaves it open for other people to fill, come in. And I don't mean that in an innuendo way, but it leaves both of you the chance to find other people who can truly be there for you. And vice versa, they can be there for that person in a way you no longer can't, or that person can no longer be for you. So it's really not fair, and it's honestly selfish and lazy to hold on. It's comfortable. You're used to it. And you're used to sleeping in a twin-size bed for years until you got a fourth up. Got used to that. You're used to wearing footies. And sometimes footies are really, really comfortable. But you got out of it. You were used to Oshkosh Bagosh. Used to landlines, for those listeners who remember those. And it had a learning curve. But now, you're using smartphones. You're used to walking, and now you're used to driving. You were used to riding your bike, and now you know how to drive a car. It happens. And it's scary. And it's just not helping to hold on. The idea of that person or what was, the memories are still there until you get Alzheimer's and die. I don't know. This sounds like such a morbid thing to say. How can you bring up Alzheimer's? Let's face it, that's the only way you're going to lose those memories. You burn all the pictures. I don't know. Well, even then, you're still going to have the memories. So that's probably what you're holding on to, the memories, the ideals. But the person's a person. And going back to the episode about loving an ideal, that's what you're doing. It's wrong. And I know I sound fucking. And again, going back to what I said, I've done it with jobs. I love the people there. The pay is horrible. And when I told some of my guy friends how much I made at that particular job, they were like, I wouldn't even get out of bed for that. It's true. But Elliot, who I did an episode, I told him, and he was like, I wouldn't get out of bed for that. And I stayed. When I was put under a manager, I didn't really respect. And so finally, I was like, I can't do this. And once I left, I was like, I don't regret leaving. Like, some of my friends were like, oh, my God, Jack, nope. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was nervous and scared, but I don't regret doing it. I regret not doing it sooner. And sometimes it's like that with a relationship. You love it. It's comfortable. It really is. But you've got to leave it. It's not fair. It's hurtful. It's selfish. It's even stagnant. Now, here's the other thing. What about you? You're no longer getting anything out of it. It's not helping. And if you care about the person, and I feel like seeing thoughts and trying to let them go. Let them be happy. Put on your big boy pants or big girl panties and just cut the cord. Even their mother, who loved them, cut them. Well, she had somebody cut their umbilical cord for them. But yeah, their umbilical cord got cut by from a woman who more than likely loved them. And I know it's like, I can't believe you said more than likely. Let's face it, there are some moms who do not love their kids. If you've seen any Oxygen or Lifetime or Murderous Women, there are women who kill their kids. And not even like a mercy kill, but they just seriously do not like their kids. And even going back to my original point, these women gave birth and everything, and they will still, because they love their kids enough to let the shell of the body go when that child's in pain. And there was actually a case that happened in my hometown. I don't remember the episode, but the woman, her child was a vegetable. Yes, she wanted her baby. She nursed them, may or may not. Like, but I said, I don't know. I wasn't there. The kid was older than me. Her son was older than me. But it's like, he's not getting better. This is hurting him. It's hurting me to watch him suffer. She let him go. She got tried for murder, but she was willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. The character Oprah played in Beloved, she did not want to see her child be a slave. And yet, again, I'm not trying to trivialize infanticide. And then the other, in the case of the guy who was older, when I think he was in his 30s or 40s, but anyway, like, or matrix, no, that's not matricide. But the point is, it hurt, but it needed to be done. Because it's hurting everybody. Hurting you, you're subconsciously lashing out because it's like, I want to be free. I'm too cowardly to break up, so I'm just going to be a jerk. And that's a guy thing. Guys will be more likely to do that than women. And I've read enough Cosmos to know guys will do that. Be a complete jerk because, hey, like, I don't want to hurt their feelings. So I'm just going to be a jerk and let them do the dumping so they can have the ego saved. No. And even on some of those episodes of Deadly Affair? It was one of those shows. The guys and some of the women. Yeah, that was Deadly Women. A lot of those shows I watch. But the woman, she didn't want to get a divorce because she didn't want to, like, be kicked out of her church, so she murdered her husband. I'm not saying none of it. The child's in pain, you know, if you can be able to euthanize your kid or your pet, because let's face it, with pets, your pets become your children. And you guys listen to my episode about that with Superman. He was like my child, little diva, and I still think about him sometimes. It's been over 2 years. But don't kill your spouse just because you want a divorce. That's the big claim. Yes, you let go, but you don't kill the person. Because there is some dummy who is listening to my show feeling like, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying break up with them. If you know in your heart of hearts, this relationship is sour milk to the point where it's making you both sick, it may hurt. Let it go. And again, it sounds really cliche, you know, the pain of holding, let go. Because it hurts less than the pain of holding on. But let's face it, it's a cliche for a reason. Because a lot of people have been there, and a lot of people have done that. You're not the first. And I sound like Valor. I sound like Cajun King's wife. But you're not the first. You're not the last. It may feel like it. It may hurt. You may cry. You may... You were crying more in the relationship. You may have been screaming and lashing out at innocent people. Like, you see somebody folding a sweater wrong and it reminds you of the person really you're in a relationship, sort of, kind of. And you see somebody folding or eating the same way as the person that you're wanting to break up with, but you're too cowardly. And you're lashing out at them at a store. Yeah, that's hurting other people. That's right, you know, they may tape it and put it on Facebook. And that really hurt you. You're not happy. Sit down. And again, you have to truly know this. Not just be cavalier. And it can go, I just got the 90-second mark. This can also go for friendships. Because friendships are more bonding than relationships. And I've looked at some back at some friendships, and I'm like, I really should have let this go. But it was the memories that kept, not the person. And ultimately, it hurt more by dragging it on. It's sort of like, do you rip the Band-Aid off? I just got the 60-second mark. But it's like, do you rip the Band-Aid off slowly? Do you rip it off quickly? Because let's face it, the faster you rip it off, and you can put some medication on it, you know, some Neosporin, some peroxide, Neosporin, and get a new Band-Aid. Not trying to be like the fast fashion person, because you need to know. And let's face it, there are signs, and not just those random signs, but there are true signs. So follow those signs. It may hurt, but it hurts more than that slow Band-Aid. But yeah, that's just being annoying. Anyway, I have 15 seconds. I'm not sure when the next episode will be. But thank you for listening. This is Rambles.